When we talk about need-based aid, what exactly do we mean?
We're talking about doing as much as we can to make monetary award program grants available to students, thus maximizing their choice for the institution of choice that they have for their program or geographical or other interests. In a great state like ours, students should have as many choices as possible regarding their higher education options, and being able to provide as much support as we can for student financial aid is essential to that goal. So in our minds, that remains our number one priority, being sure that no student who feels that he or she can benefit from higher education is denied that opportunity because of financial need.
Now, when you talk about the second aspect, undergraduate education, am I taking it to mean that when money is tighter, that is what should be the top priority?
Absolutely. One's ability to plan for quality is what I'm trying to say, and namely that the ability of the institution to say that when all things are equal, and there are four, five, six, seven, eight things rank ordered in importance, what are the things that are at the top of that list? And in my mind, I think the mission of undergraduate education should be at or near the top.
What do you see as the role of the Board of Higher Education being in a situation like this when finances are tight?
Well, I think that certainly it's what it has been in recent weeks, and that is to argue for those things which it believes are what the key items that institutions ought to consider. And I think certainly as we talk about need-based aid, that cuts across every institution. Every single institution has that, in my mind, as a priority.
And how do you think higher education is going to do this year, being as it is a tough year?
On my fourth day on the job, you're asking me that? Well, I can only go a little bit by, we are what we were in some ways. And I think that I think you'd have to agree that in the last 3 years under Governor Ryan's tenure, I think it's unequivocally true that higher education has been treated very generously. Clearly, times are different now. And, I don't know that anyone has a crystal ball about how the 03 budget will be finalized. But I think that, as I'm kind of warming to the office, I certainly feel that, we'll be continuing here what has been an attitude previously, and that is that certainly higher education is willing to, step forward and take on some measure of responsibility to do its fair share, if you will, in the budget development and resolution process.